Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Chris Stainis and glad to be here with you today on Friday. And we're now just digging out of the snow and ice where it's raining. It's going to be clearing out and we'll get to slush. It's been beautiful and serene and quiet. I love it when it snows. So I want to start the show by reminding people, I announced it last week, but we've got an amazing Woman of Wisdom video on YouTube. It's also on our website. You can check it out on www.womenofwisdom.org or on our Facebook page, Woman of Wisdom, or go to the YouTube and like it. Search for Woman of Wisdom celebrating 20 years. Want to get it out there. And it's actually, it really shows the spirit of what we're doing for women and relates to what I'm doing here on the radio show. Also, we've got a lot of things happening with the conference. We have an online auction that's going to start February 1st, and you can even donate and have your items on our site because it's a national online site that you can have people from all over the country looking at your services and whatever you have to offer to our audience. So today I'm excited. I'm interviewing Women of Wisdom presenters and I have three today. And my first guest is someone who is coming back after 2 years. She was here 2 years ago, Lisa Michaels. She's from Atlanta, so from the other side of the country. And she is a celebrated elemental wisdom teacher, author, and natural rhythms president. She teaches you how to connect with the profound power of nature so you can dramatically increase your ability to thrive in every area of your life. And she was chosen as a Hay House mover and shaker and can help you ignite your inner gifts through her products, her workshops, and as a facilitator and coach trainings. She's the creator of the Elemental Forces of Creation Oracle and author of Natural Rhythms, Nature's Success System, and the Elemental Forces of Creation audiobook. She also has a free starter kit that you can get on her website, the Natural Rhythms Starter Kit. It's at her website, www.naturalrhythms.org. So you want to check that out. She is going to do a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Saturday, February 18th, and it's called Elemental Wisdom, Activate Your Financial Flow, the Divine Feminine Way. So welcome, Lisa, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. I'm so excited about being here today and about the conference. I just can't wait.
Oh, I know. Looking forward to having you again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we're excited about your topic. I mean, I think it's an important topic about financial flow. And I love it. I used, a divine feminine way. You know, how did you come to that aspect of it? Is there a different way to do for women or to do a finance, get into that financial flow or...
Absolutely. So many women, we kind of grew up in a masculine model society, of course, and we learned to do money in kind of a masculine sort of way. It's sort of this real driven, coming from that part of the self where you're just going for it. And it burns a lot of women out, and they don't feel connected to their juicy feminine self. So as I've worked with women and women's work for the last 13 years, that has continued to emerge, this place where they want to be in their juicy feminine energy, but really also connected to the flow of money. And it's a very different feeling internally when you've got all those places inside of you lit up, and you're not just going from thinking to doing, but you've got your emotions and your body engaged also in the flow of money. It makes a really big difference for women.
Well, and doesn't that tie in with everything of just being in the flow of abundance? I mean, doesn't it follow if you have that inner kind of feeling of that you are abundant and you can create and you can thrive and bring to your life not only money, you know, money will follow that if you have that inside you. Is that
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because you work with nature, how does connecting and learning from nature tie in with this?
Well, you know, nature has really been the primary lens that I've been working with for some time. And the creational elements of nature will reveal things to you about any part of your life. And when it comes to finances, they do exactly the same thing. I mean, with Earth, you really need to structure certain things and have them in writing around your finances and have a solid plan and a system in place. You know, with water, you really need to be in the magnetic quality of water, the energy being clear and clean. In other words, if you're holding old emotions, if you've got a lot of shame around money or guilt around money, it blocks your financial flow. And with air, you need a clear mindset and mental focus and able to work with your intentions around money. Fire's the action realm, so you've got to take action and put your energy toward what you want growing in your financial field. And spirit, it's all about, you know, continuing to be connected to your essence. For many women, it's about creating financial flow from their purpose, their life purpose, really, you know, being centered in that. So it's this way that the elements come together to teach you and inform you and work with you that can really aid in that financial flow, and not just from just having it flow, but also having a structure in place for it to flow through, a lot like a faucet, you know, where you turn it on and you turn it off. You know how to actually have the pipes and the faucet itself, and to be able to turn it back on when you're ready for it to come back on.
Well, I love that. I love how you brought those elemental forces together with that. I mean, I totally can see that. But how do I really make use of that? You talk about that turning that flow. How can you determine if you have turned it off, that financial flow, and how can you reopen that valve?
Well, it's really fascinating, you know, and it's a subtle thing, but the more you get tuned into its subtlety, the more effective you are at turning it back on. If people start learning, and there, it's an intersection between air, and which is the mental realm, and the emotional realm in terms of what shuts the flow off. And people will hear over the airwaves that, you know, there's a recession, and they hear some disturbing news financially, and it contracts them. Or you may have thoughts about your own financial flow, and you just move into contraction, and that shuts the flow off. And you can actually feel it in your body, but you can, and again, that's the subtle place of really noticing, am I tight? Am I contracted? Have I moved into fear? And then getting aware of it is the same thing of putting your hand on the faucet and turning it on. It's that awareness. Okay, I can feel that it's closed off and I need to just open it up. I can make a choice from inside myself whether I want to be in contraction or center myself in expansion. One of the quickest ways to move into expansion is to really move into gratitude and appreciation. You know, are you warm in that moment? Do you have food? What can you be grateful for, however large or small in your life? And that'll start to turn the expansive valve back on. The more gratitude you can run, or the more self-love you can run, anything that puts you in a state of expansion will amp it up and turn that flow back on. And then you can create from there. It's really hard to create from contraction. Unless you're creating more contraction.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And what's hard, I think, is, I mean, you know, once you realize it, but sometimes it's hard to shift, you know, like turn that valve back on. And what are some things you tell people? What can they do to shift that? When you know you're in contraction, but you're sort of stuck in it, you know?
Yes. Well, you know, again, centering in gratitude is a great quick way. But a lot of times for women, it gets locked down in the body. So moving your body is one of the best other ways to do it. So find something. There's a great Janis Stanfield song I like called If I Were Brave. And if I play that song and I dance really hard to it, it moves me back into expansion. So each woman needs to find some piece of music that gives them that, put on the music, play it, and again, the body's the creation vessel, and for women, it's really important that the energy stays freed up. So put on some music, dance that contraction out. Literally move yourself into expansion again.
Oh, I love that. Dancing. That's true. You know, that that movement, because things get stuck in your body, and, yep. You know, just getting up there and dance, you know, no one has to be watching you. Dance, right. You know, dance to yourself, put the music up, and just do that. Well, I'm so glad to have talked to you today, and I really want to encourage people to come. I think this is a really important issue for women, and come to Lisa's workshop on February 18th. Check it out on the Woman of Wisdom website. Just go to the 20th 2012 conference and look for the Saturday events, and you'll find Lisa. So thanks for being here today, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. See you soon. Great.
Yeah. So we're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break and then come back. We'll be talking to Reverend Judith Laxer.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I am the founder of Women of Wisdom, and we're going to be soon have on our line Judith Laxer. We're trying to reach her, so I'm just going to, you know, last time this happened, I was talking about how I started Women of Wisdom, and I didn't get to finish that story. So it actually came about through a lot of the personal work I did and workshops I went to, and I had a vision of bringing people together. And one of the things, and I think this is a real feminine way of doing it, I didn't try to figure that out. Like, oh my God, what do I have to do now? You know, I better start working on how I'm going to bring people together and what that means. I just was, I was curious about it. Oh, okay, what's that going to be? And then I read the book, it was 1992, I read the book The Feminine Face of God by Patricia Hopkins and Sherry Anderson. And it's a beautiful book. It's a compilation of stories of women from different spiritual backgrounds. And they have, they were, whether they're Jewish, Native American, Hindu, Christian, just, I can't even remember. But I just was, I love the book, and I love stories. At the time, I was going to Seattle Unity Church, and they had a speaker program every Wednesday night. And I was driving down our highway down Seattle late at night, and I just had this crystal clear moment where this idea just sort of came to me. And I call it kind of a divine idea, because it's kind of one of those messages that you get, and said, hey, we should bring women like these to Seattle Unity Church for the speaker program. And then I thought, just came in like, no, it needs to be a week-long conference so we can create community. And I knew without a doubt, it was one of those, you know, when something happens to you and you just know beyond a doubt that you don't have any doubt, you just don't have that voice going, well, who am I to do that? Or how could I do that? It was like, yes, and resonated with me. And I went to the ministers the very next day. I went to the ministers of the church and said, hey, I have this idea. And they said, go for it. And I brought together some women, 8 or 9 women from the church, and we started meeting. It was a 9-month process of creating. And that work that we did, our program still carries all those things that we wanted to put into it, which makes it such a unique experience, because it's not your normal conference. I really believe it's very spirit-led, and Woman of Wisdom she's her own entity. You know, no matter what we do as humans in running it, she keeps going. And we brought together, we did a week, we had maybe 24 events, and it was a big struggle of even deciding to do that, because I had people on the committee who were doubting that it could be that long, that it should just be a weekend, or people won't come midweek, and all those questions. And we even had a big fight about it in the middle, and in the end, the people backed up the vision and understood the power of the vision. And it did work. It was like we had 500 people, and we had an amazing conference. And I didn't know, we were just planning the conference. I didn't know what was in store for me or for Woman of Wisdom. But the first night I stood up and said, welcome to the first annual conference. And it's kind of one of those moments when you look up and kind of go, okay, I'm getting the message. You know, so there it is. You know, that was that very first conference in 1993. And every year we have continued to grow. We grew to like 9 days long to make use of the weekends. We had up to 90 events a week long. We would have evenings of some amazing speakers. I remember the year 1998, it was just an amazing year. We had Gabriel Roth, and we had Angeles Arian, and Isabel Allende, and Judith Orloff, and it was just, and it's so transformational. So one of the things that we put into work in our first year planning was we wanted the intimate experiential workshops. We didn't want to go to a conference where we're sitting in a room with 500 people listening to somebody talk for an hour or an hour and a half. And so our workshops are 3 hours long. It gives time for the presenters to really do some deep work with the people. It's experiential. People apply. We have 100 applications, over 100 every year trying to get in. We now have it shrunk down to doing a Thursday through Monday, so like a 4-day conference. It's we've been doing that for the last 4 years. It's just so monumental to do a full week. But it was fabulous when we did it. I look back and I go, how did we do that? But we had a lot of help. And, you know, this is all volunteer run. We have a few staff. We have a coordinator and a couple of registration staff, some jobs that people have to do day to day that are important. But we have a circle of, there are like 35 women who are involved in different roles and coordinating different things. And we have a goddess market where women are selling their arts and crafts, handmade. We select those. We have an art show by women artists. And we have a healing temple where people come and can get tarot readings, can get healings, shamanic healings or psychic healings or astrology readings or Reiki, just a variety of things. We have a big community area with the concessions where people come and eat, and we have meals delivered. And the main thing about it that's just so amazing, it has created that community that was part of that first vision. We have created a community and people find us. And what's interesting is a lot of people come from Seattle who've just moved here, and when they find us, it's like they've found their community. And sometimes you go to a new place, it's hard to fit in at first and find out, you know, who are your people that you want to have in your life. And so I just got a big telephone ring. I don't know if everybody heard that.
That was just my way of telling you that Judith was on the line. You were going off so wonderfully, Chris. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, well, Judith, hi.
Hi, Chris. I was just listening with you as you talked about the old days of Women of Wisdom. It was
Yeah, I know. And Judith's a part of that. I have to tell everybody. She came in board about 2 years later and became one of those committee people. And now she's done ceremony things. And so welcome, Judith. But we got 5 minutes, so we want to talk about what you're doing this year.
Okay, well, the workshop I'm leading this year is called Be Heard, Speaking Our Spiritual Truth. And I'm very excited about it because I think it's important for everyone and, of course, our community, the women, to know that, you know, what goes on in our internal reality is what is expressed in our external reality. When we really tune into the words that we choose to express that reality, we are way more empowered to really create what we want. So I'm excited about working with that theme with women at the conference this year. That's the workshop that I'm doing anyway, so.
Yeah, so that workshop is February 19th, so that is Sunday. And, I thought, and our committee, so we go through this whole, like I said, this selection process, we thought it is an important topic because a lot of us are not in the mainstream religions,
There's a lot of things that go on for people about that, their own fears about how they're going to be perceived when they speak their truth. And, you know, it's spiritual truth, but I think women who come to this workshop will just learn that it's any of our truth that we feel nervous to express because we're afraid of how we'll be perceived. And mm-hmm. when we start to tune into, you know, what we're doing rather than how we're doing or how we're going to be perceived, we just kind of redirect how things can go. And but there are a lot of women in this community who are not part of the mainstream. That is very true, you know. And I think what happens in our community, too, is when we're together with a like mind, we think the whole world is like this. And, you know, you go a little bit beyond this community and you really encounter completely different ways in the culture. And a lot of us get tamped down. Our voices get tamped down because we're afraid to speak our truth. So I think
fear of being rejected, you know, or outcasted.
And even just to get a little bit more on the soul level, you know, for a lot of us who believe in reincarnation, we have like cellular memory of being persecuted for our faith. And so it's a very visceral reaction if we think about, you know, speaking our truth, particularly with regard to what we believe or how we think or what we stand for, you know, things that matter to our soul, matter to our hearts. You know, it's risky. It's very risky to talk about the truth of that emotionally. So I'd like to provide some tools for the people who attend the workshop to be able to speak that truth and kind of overcome the fears that stymie us, you know?
Well, let's talk about, I mean, because you talked about our voices getting suppressed. I mean, how does that
I think at this point, because, you know, we've done a lot of work in our liberation and equality, there's miles to go, of course, but, you know, we've done a lot of work. I think what happens for us now is we've internalized the voice that's trying to keep us quiet. And, you know, we don't have to be quiet any longer as women, you know, but we've got like this memory of what it's been like, and we've internalized that that is how it's supposed to be. So even though someone might not blatantly say, I don't want to hear what you have to say, you know, we shut ourselves up now.
It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, we shut up before. Yeah, isn't we? We shut ourselves up before we even give them the opportunity to say that.
Exactly, because we're trying to save ourselves emotionally. You know, we think we're gonna buffer the hit. We're expecting the worst. And I think we're living in a time when we need to be creating the best. And we can't let our fears against the worst stop our truth, you know, from getting out there in the world and creating a different reality. I really, really believe that. And I think women are so powerful. And when we start speaking our truth, we'll be able to live into it a little bit more instead of cowering in fear. So,
yeah, and I think we will probably learn how to speak in a way where we can find the commonalities between all the different spiritual faiths rather than the differences.
Yes,
and that's just, yes. Learning how to communicate that. Well, we're going to have to close now, Judith. We had a short time.
It went so fast.
I was afraid maybe you had no power because of the snowstorm. But anyway, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris. I'll see you at the conference.
Okay, so I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back, and I'm going to be talking to one of our musical performers and workshop leaders, Yubaka Hill.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and you just heard Lorraine Bass singing Woman of Wisdom, our theme song for our conference. So today I'm sharing this beautiful woman with you, Ubaka Hill. We're so excited to have her. She's going to be performing on Friday evening at Seattle First Baptist Church. And along with Jean Houston is talking that night. And she also will give a workshop on Saturday, February 18th. It's called Rhythms That Move You, The Art and Spirit of Drumming. So Ubaka Hill is a visionary and nationally known performer, drum teacher, artist, and producer who teaches and speaks about the art and spirit of drumming and music as a portal to mind-body expansion. She's on the advisory council of the newly formed Women's Leadership Center of Omega Institute, and she is the founder of the first museum and archives of women's drumming traditions and the creator of the Drum Ma Award. She's the founder and music director of the Shapeshifters and the Drum Song Orchestra, and she has been called the midwife of drummers, having taught drumming for over 30 years. She has 3 music CDs and a 4th on the way, and her latest initiative is called the Million Women Drummers Gathering, which is supposed to take place in 2013. Her website is UbakaHillDrumSong.com. That's U-B-A-K-A HillDrumSong.com. Well, welcome, Ubaka.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be online with you and online with the listeners right about now.
Yes, and I'm just struck with one of the statements about the drum as a portal to mind-body expansion, and that's, you know, about wellness and all, and how does that play into, how does the drum work there?
Well, you know, the drum is an instrument, it's a musical instrument, and that musical instrument called the drum is made up of wood in most cases, and animal skin. So just based on the wood being tree, the animal skin at one point being animal, there's a presence of energy, of consciousness, and of memory of these two entities being in their original form. And so it's what those two energy fields bring together in creating sound. What we call sound, and as it relates to drumming, it's the sound of the drum produced both by the tree, that wood, and, you know, these days it's also plastic as in artificial drums and skins, and what that animal skin brings as in sound, and then what we bring as the player of this instrument as sound. And it is ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom, ancient understanding of application of sound as a medium, as a method, as a pathway, and as a portal to the ultimate journey of knowing thyself and knowing the expanded self, and that's through the integration of mind, body, and spirit.
So it feels like kind of a resonance, like, you know, when you hear that kind of that beat. It's almost like a heartbeat.
Well, actually, it probably originates from the primal heartbeat. And that, I think that's why so many of us, beyond in North America, but globally and forever, had a very easy and instinctual desire and path to rhythm and resonance, to rhythmic pattern and rhythmic structure, to melodies. And as far as rhythm and the drum has always been considered, still is, the heartbeat or the heartbeat of the mother or heartbeat of the great mother. And so just with that notion, where women come in on this is that it's obvious in our civilization that and civilization on earth, that women are the birthers of humanity, that women bring forth other humans in this fractal experience, and therefore every single human being ever born on earth, first relationship with rhythm in the body form, the physical form, was that through the birthing experience, and that is directly connected to women. And with women and through women. And this is whether a woman, a single woman, have given birth to a human being or not, we are that mechanism, that understanding, that energy field that brings a consciousness about rhythm and pulse. And there's so much study, there's so much available, there's a lot of academic, intellectual, scientific understanding of the power of sound, as well as very organic, aboriginal, pagan understanding of sound and sound as form.
Yes, I'm remembering, it's not the drum, but the didgeridoo, having a very spiritual, ecstatic experience with the didgeridoo. And it was, it just resonated in my cells. And I think for some people, the drum does that too. And
absolutely,
you talk about that, yeah, that primal thing of, you know, going through the birth experience, hearing, you know, you heard and you felt your mother's heartbeat, you know, to begin with. So
that's right. And you know, while we're still inside the womb and developing from that first spark, we're hearing a heartbeat that is the constant, that pulse, that constant indication of life, and also gives us a great sense of security, feeling secure, feeling like, you know, everything is okay. I know where I am. I can find my feet, and I feel grounded, and I feel rooted, and therefore I can go ahead on the path of discovery.
Well, I know you're excited about drum. I mean, that's your whole life and passions are about. But what are you particularly excited about now?
Well, drumming has been a part of my life since the age of 17, or probably younger, actually. I mean, my story goes back as early as, in terms of my memory, being in the sixth grade, and I started drumming for the public at the age of 17, and I'm 55 now. So drumming for the last 30 years or more has been my medium of professionalism and my career track, if you will, although I did work for not-for-profit organizations doing youth leadership development as a primary focus and staff development in terms of helping to develop leadership of young people. And so the journey, my journey has unfolded and revealed itself in all of these 30-some-odd years that brought me to having the impulse, literal internal impulse, to envision a museum and archives of women's drumming traditions. I started collecting intentionally somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s. And I have to underscore intentional because I do remind folks that, you know, drummers, we are collectors. So we collect lots of drums. And I decided to do it with the intention of creating a museum that would archive and document and preserve our evolving traditions as women come into drumming, North America specifically. And those journeys, my path of the drum or the drummer's path has, you know, grown many branches. Just kind of use a tree as a metaphor. As a musician, as someone exploring sound healing and the power of sound and teaching all along the way, which I would have to say is my first spark of being in service to the community and to the cosmic community and the conscious community is as a teacher. And it just turns out that I teach drumming, but it's really about teaching. And so anyway, that leads me up to, I would say, maybe about 5 years ago, another branch of the tree grew in terms of the continuity of this drummer's path, and that is coined in the title of the Million Women Drummers Gathering 2013. And I'm very excited about it right now. It's all about right now. It is what is now for me. It doesn't discount the, you know, all that has inspired me and energized me up to that point. But this is the biggest thing I'm excited about right now. And there's some other things I'm very excited about, and that is collectively, I'm very excited that collectively our collective consciousness and our cosmic mind, that we are expanding, we are moving beyond now into the future, creating that future in a very, very expanded way. So I'm really excited about those two as a parallel reality.
Yes, and I'm trying to picture, you know, a million drummers. Now, is that going to be online? Like, you're going to have them all over in different places around the world? Or are you trying to get as many together in one place?
Yes. Well, all of the above. And when you say it's going to be online, it actually reminded me of Gil Scott's heroin quote. He said, "The revolution will not be televised." And when it came to the whole Occupy movement, that changed to, no, it won't be televised, it will be live streamed. So
yes.
I say the Million Women Drummers Gathering will use all the technology in, as well as in real time. So, but let me just back it up a little bit and explain a little bit more. So it came to me. You know, things come to me in lots of different ways. And, you know, I'm not one to necessarily to sit in any cultural direction in terms of how to meditate or how to walk the labyrinth or how to meander the field of all possibilities. And yet it's any of those forms that a portal opens up and things come to me. Sometimes it's just at the sink washing dishes and something opens up, or doing my laundry and something opens up. So anyways, a pathway opened up, and what opened up was the fact that, and it's a simple fact and yet has profound implications in terms of now and the future now for us, for people who drum and for women who drum. And that is, simply put, drums are trees. Drums are trees. And we are, and we have always gone to the standing ones, as some First Nations and Indigenous people call them. We have gone to the trees in the forest. And in sometimes, and in some cultures, we have gone to that tree in a sacred way and asked for permission to be granted that tree to become our drums. Now, we still do that in certain cultures, and we might still be doing that in our Western contemporary time. However, being someone who's been on the drummer's path for all of these years, and I also sold drums for a number of years, I don't do that now, I also know that there's a place where we are just consuming drums and not considering their origin. That we're not necessarily making the direct, conscious, compassionate link to the fact that the drum that we adore and the music and the voice of that drum that moves us and heals us and transforms us and transports us, that we are not necessarily making the sacred, compassionate link to the fact that that drum was a tree, and that tree stood in the ground, and that tree was in community with all of its relation and interacting and exchanging and providing for its entire community in an equal exchange. And so,
okay, so Obaka, I'm going to have to, sorry, we have to have a commercial break.
Okay.
So we're going to hear more about this when we come back. This is Christina's
okay.
Voices of Women. We'll continue.
All right.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I am talking with Ubaka Hill. She's going to be presenting at Women of Wisdom. So, Ubaka, why don't you give your contact information?
Yes, my website is www.ubakahilldrumsong.com. And we were just talking about the Million Women Drummers Gathering, and I have an independent website for that as well, which is www.millionwomendrummers.com.
So that's for the big million gathering in 2013. So yes. You've got a lot of time to find all those drummers. There's a lot of women drummers. I mean, why is it? Well, I'm curious, too, because it's kind of there is that tradition in some traditions that you hear about, well, women weren't allowed to drum.
Right. And that was true, which had to do pretty much with the patriarchy and the fear of that, mentality, that mindset. And we've had such discourse and dialogue and dissection and excavation for so many years. And I'm grateful to the women who came before me to help to clear that path and to give us an analysis as well as understanding so that we can get ourselves out of the grip of the patriarchy. So that was then, and we are now on the path of reclaiming. And that reclaiming in the broad sense, because I do know that Starhawk has initiated a movement called Reclaiming, so in that same spirit, but in a broader sense, in the collective conscious, as women, we are reclaiming access to those tools that we've always utilized to help us in our expansion and transformation and to help our community. So I would like to go back to the Million Women Drummers. What was the, what is the impetus for that? So we were talking about approaching that tree and talking about the commercialization of drumming as it is now in our contemporary times. And so my observation brought me to that awareness that there was a missing link, that we weren't making a direct connection, that we were just consuming drums with all of the, profound reasons that we're attracted to the drumming music and ecstatic dance and that whole reclaiming process and feeling our bodies and being in our bodies to get out of our bodies. And so that's one point, is to make the direct connection. The other point is that as women and within the culture of women, no matter what culture we are rooted in terms of ethnicity, that we have been the ones to hold a culture together, as well as to ensure that that culture is sustainable through generations. And so, which led me to think about, okay, if I, and it's true that I want to ensure that there will be enough healthy trees for the drummers that will come after me. And I'm not just talking about the drummers that will come to me tomorrow, after me tomorrow. I'm talking about 100 years from now, 200, 300, 500, a million years from now. When they come, those yet to be born, and they want to be on that drummer's path, the woman's drummer's path, the female-centric path of drum, I personally want to make sure that there are trees for that possibility versus only plastic for that. And so how do I do that? Then the answer came. The way to do it, to create sustainability or sustainable culture, we must do the right things and take the right steps for that. And that is, in this case, to plant trees. So the Million Women Drummers Gathering, it is about an expanded consciousness about our drums are trees, an expanded consciousness that leads us to take responsibility for a sustainable future through the act of planting trees. And some of these trees will be the trees that are typical for drums, the hardwoods and so forth. And some of these trees will be trees that need to be in the environment because of what trees do for the environment and for the quality of our health and wellness. And like First Nations people say, what we do now, we should also consider its impact 7 generations from now. So that's the actual activation, the work, the activation of the consciousness, awareness, and the expansion, creating a new mindful model that will become a tradition for women that we will share with the world, with all drummers, that to come to the drummer's path means that at some point is to replace and replenish the earth with trees. And so in 2013, here we are in 2012, in 2013, which is next year, we will gather in one place and in many places at one time to celebrate our accomplishments, our consciousness, and our expansion, and to set forth the parameters, the principles, and the values of a new mindful model of drummers, of women drummers, and women. We are in the core leadership of initiating this level of cosmic expansion.
Well, fabulous. Thank you for doing that. And there's so many synchronicities. You know, we have Jean Shinoda Boland coming to the conference, too. She's speaking Thursday night, and her latest book is about trees and tree people and how they're going to heal the world. So
fabulous.
It's interesting. So you should connect with her.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Now, have you heard of Wangari Maathai?
Oh, yeah. And her work, yes.
Passed on. And, and, you know, she won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Exactly. Well, we need to be very, very aware of the trees. They bring us our air, and we wouldn't survive without them. And so, I'm so thankful for you for even bringing that to our awareness, because sometimes we just take things for granted. We got our drums. We have, we don't think of what they're made from. And you're right. We're going to be going to plastic drums because there's no trees. How sad is that? Well, thank you for being here today. I want to looking forward to having you at the conference. Ubaka is going to be drumming. Gene Houston is talking, and Ubaka is drumming on Friday night, February 8th. That's the 17th, and doing a drum workshop for women on February 18th. Just go to our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Look for the 2012 conference. You can find her events on the Friday schedule and the Saturday schedule. And if you're a drummer, do not miss this. You will love it. You'll love Ubaka, and she has so much to share. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Our speakers have shared how important it is for women to find their power, whether it's through the elements, through their spiritual traditions, or by drumming. So Looking forward to seeing as many of you in Seattle for our 20th annual conference, February 16th to the 20th. Go to our website and sign up for the newsletter to find out what we're doing. We do things year-round, too. We have ecstatic dances for women once a month, and we have community dinners, all sorts of fun things. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. And I particularly want to thank Dr. Pat, the Dr. Pat Show, for sponsoring our conference. Aspire Magazine, East West Bookshop. I didn't get to say Lisa Michaels, who I interviewed today, is sponsoring our Thursday night opening night. And Karen Abbey is sponsoring the Saturday night with our Goddess Chant performance. So everybody, have a great weekend. Stay nice and warm and safe in this winter weather. And I will see you, or you'll hear me. And I look forward to you being online with me next Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific time.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.